So it's one of these facts that just tantalizes the mind, kind of stops you cold. NASA determining on its GPS detectors that the city of Concepcion in Chile, after the 8.8 magnitude earthquake, moved about 10 feet. 10 feet to the west. It's just the kind of fact that would delight New Yorker writer John McPhee, who joins us now to talk about his new collection of personal essays entitled Silk Parachute. But McPhee is also the author of 28 other books, including a number of extraordinary books on what the Earth tells us, its geology, particularly North American geology. John McPhee joins us from his home in Princeton, New Jersey. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Do you think you've been able in your retelling of the geological stories in your books to shrink the planet, to allow people to see with a bigger gaze of what's going on, independent of just a fossil here, a crack there, a look in the fossil record in another place?
Well, the fossil record is paleontology, and it's a related but separate topic. The thing that I was most preoccupied with was tectonics, the story of the 20-odd major plates and numerous microplates and how they move around, interact with each other, create mountains, create oceans over time.
And, you know, it's a really interesting contrast. You've written so much about geology. Have you ever experienced an earthquake yourself?
No, to my regret.
And you wish that you could.
Yeah, I mean, a nephew of mine was in California whenever one of those happened in Southern California, and the Whittier Narrows earthquake or something, and he was in a grocery store with the Campbell soup falling off the shelves, and I envied him no end.
And what is it about the motion that you want to feel, which sort of describes the story that you have told again and again in your geology books?
Well, it would just be interesting. I mean, I can imagine it all right because I've read so much about it, but I just sort of like to feel it. The mobility of the Earth is something a lot of people don't think of until it moves underneath them. Hmm.
You know, in all of your writing about geology, do you think it's possible to make sense of a 90-second event that unfolds a narrative that's millions and millions of years in the making? Have you become better at understanding an event like an earthquake?
The incremental effect of tectonics and so forth is a fantastically slow, and human life, by comparison, is very fast and short. And so the two don't intersect all that often, but sometimes they do. In 1989 at Loma Prieta, they intersected. And in this year in Concepcion, they intersected, and so forth. And that intersection is extremely dramatic in human terms. And in geological terms, it has something to do with the gradual elevation of the Andes. It's a really strange interface, as it were, but it's there, and it happens when these two hairs cross, when human time and geologic time intersect.
And a tiny event in geologic time becomes a huge, maybe historic event
in
human time.
Exactly.
This book of essays that you've just come out with is a very personal story of a lot of your choices as a journalist. And I mean, I could bring out a lot of particular stories in here, but the one that the book is named after, Silk Parachute, talks about your mom, who was something of a critic of Alfred Knopf back in your early days.
Well, I was a critic of Alfred Knopf because when I wrote something I was actually a college student, and I sent it to Knopf, and they rejected it. And a professor of mine said, write and ask them for the reader's report. So do you a lot? They might help you. You could find out, you know, things. So I wrote to Alfred Knopf, and he writes back and says, if you had the reader's reports, they might discourage you completely. I still have his letter. But, I mean, I was not a critic of him until that moment.
And you showed that to your mother, and what did she say?
Someone should go in there and knock his block off.
No one ever did.
No, I guess not.
But she would be the first candidate in my book to do that. Is it unusual that you've turned to these personal stories at this stage in your career? And I don't want to prejudge your output.
No, but,
28
you know,
books,
I wonder about that. I think that, as years pass, that there's more touches like that in the work. I mean, this piece is this book, Silk Parachute, just consists of pieces that I've written recently, but almost each one has some kind of autobiographical component that kind of explains why I'm interested in the overall subject at all.
Well, if you're a fan of John McPhee's work and you read Silk Parachute, you get all sorts of insights into what led this author to go here and write this book or that book. A lot of the favorites are actually in there. New Yorker writer John McPhee, thanks so much for being with us here on The Takeaway. We'll have an extended interview with you on our website because I want to talk with you more about what it's like behind the scenes at The New Yorker in maybe even a virtual sense. That's all on our site, thetakeaway.org.
And just for the record, I do not want to be in an earthquake.
Isn't that amazing? He wants to be in an earthquake.
Actually, I have been in an aftershock. Yeah. It's
we both
very
were
scary.
At the Northridge. We covered the Northridge
exactly
for ABC
right.
News. That's right.
Exactly. Well, when you are on our site, you can have your take on the census because some cities are shrinking. We're looking to you to be our eyes in your town. If you left your city, why'd you go? Maybe you're seeing your neighbors are leaving. Why? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Peg also weighed in with just her own census experience. She writes, "Every census, our family refuses to answer the race questions. Every time a census taker comes to our home to get us to fill in this stupid question, I argue and refuse. And then after about 10 or 15 minutes, the taker fills it in just by looking at me. I think," she writes, "income is a much more important question. After all, the smallest minority by income has the greatest amount of wealth." That's Peg on our site. Tell us your own story at thetakeaway.org.
I'd like to meet Warren Buffett, census taker, that's for sure. Before we wrap up this hour, we're looking for your help. Create the new Takeaway T-shirts by sending us your six-word slogan. Here's some. Ask me about my resume. Cross the tracks, not the aisle. Do it at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Sherrin for Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.